Save Earth.
Coming up, we're going to talk about hail, fail, grilled cheese, and affidavits. Sound confusing? Oh, I'll tie it all up. Don't worry. Voice you're listening to is that of Kate Delaney. America Tonight is the name of this show that you just tuned into. Remember, it's a conversation here on this overnight highway, so we don't want to talk at you. You can participate. Oh, yeah. 855-266-KATE is the number. I know we're getting used to it. I got to write it on my my arm. 855-266-5283. One time I shook hands with a guy who wrote, he had like three women's names on his palm. We were at one of those outdoor patio bars after work or something, and I thought, wow. So he shook my hand. He said, there must be something good about you because those names melted off. You think he was throwing me a line? Anyway, I'm not throwing you a line. I'm serious. I want you to participate. Feel free to throw in your two cents often and whenever you want to. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. All right, let's go to fail first. North Korea launched a rocket over the Pacific. Mm-hmm. They said that they were trying to launch into orbit a weather satellite. There are some who believe it was a test of how far they could go to reach the United States with perhaps a nuclear warhead. The rocket broke apart, boom, falls into the water, and oh, the blowback is real. UN might take some action for what that's worth. Asia is on red hot alert right now. And the North Koreans look stupid. The Chinese are not happy about it. This is a nightmare. And this is a nightmare you're going to continue to hear about over the next couple of days and into the next week. So will something serious happen here? And when I say serious, what does that mean? Because remember, the idea was to engage the new leader of North Korea. That this is a change in regime. Yes, he's the son of Kim Jong-il, but Kim Jong-un is somebody maybe that will perhaps have a different point of view, and this is the time to get in there. So what does it mean? Well, it means a couple of things. One, it's embarrassing for North Korea. They're saying also that there's a celebration and there were other things that were going to happen. They're trying to it's easy to poke holes in the whole thing. They're trying to throw up all kinds of smoke screens, I think, and it's pretty obvious. So it's a huge blow, certainly, to North Korea and the fact that they defied all the international pressure and went ahead and pushed forward with the rocket. They said, and I'll repeat it, that it was just a weather satellite that they wanted to go into orbit. But I don't think so. I think it was about trying to test out the capacity. I believe this track is right on designing a ballistic missile that could possibly hit the United States. Because, okay, you've got something, we've got something. And we're trying to mess around with it. And the missile failed, so it didn't work. That's the bottom line. But what are the repercussions? What's the real fallout of that launch is the key. The launch was timed to coincide with the 100th birthday celebrations of Kim Il-sung, and who was the founder of North Korea, that state. And it came after a huge deal, by the way. I don't know how many people are reporting this, but it came after a food aid deal with the U.S. So now you think of the border and how many troops we have there. That is the most militarized spots, one of the most on Earth, let's say. So there's a big gap here. It's a major blow to North Korea. It's certainly a nightmare for them as far as their PR is concerned. How does China react? I want to see what China says. at this point? Because this is, you know, we're talking about Asia and the Asian gateway and our concerns over who are the bad guys. I got five of them. And North Korea, believe it or not, is still, of course it is. Of course, North Korea, along with Hugo the Butcher Chavez on the list, Venezuela, the usual suspects, China. I'm sorry, as much as there's relationships there, still got to be careful. And certainly Cuba would make my list as well. And then there's a host of others from there. We move on to what happened in a courtroom in Florida. All the buzz over George Zimmerman and would he be tried or not? What's ultimately going to happen with George Zimmerman? He's in jail right now. But that's for today. In the future, probably pretty soon, there will be bail for Zimmerman. But part of the reason why is his attorney, for one, didn't feel that it was safe for him to be out there because of all the death threats and everything else that's happened as a result of Trayvon Martin's death back at the end of February, Zimmerman pulling the trigger. And then on trial, ultimately, could be the gun law in Florida, the stand your ground law. So Zimmerman pleads not guilty in the shooting. They don't request bail. They don't go in that direction. Mark O'Mara, his attorney, had this to say about Zimmerman being exhausted, being pretty much spent over this whole thing.
He's tired. He's stressed. Again, he has, in effect, been isolated for several weeks, and that's got to take a toll. There have been a lot of people, a lot of publicity that, you know, focused on him negatively. That's just got to wear on you as a 28-year-old.
It just didn't make sense with where the case is now, with my client's status, and quite honestly, with the attempt to truly calm this case down rather than demand a presentation of evidence, which might only increase the fervor around the case.
All right, and so, you know, you have the usual shots of Zimmerman going into the courtroom, handcuffed, that whole thing, and then his plea, basically. You heard what the attorney said there. Coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to talk to my brother, who's an attorney right there in Orlando, to give you a sense of what's happening with the courthouse in Sanford and in Orlando, how the people are reacting, what could happen, as there's the legal community thinks there is a chance this whole thing could still just go away and not proceed, depending on the law and the discussion over that. So for now, Zimmerman is segregated from the general prison population. He's in, what do they describe it, a 67-square-foot cell. And he's in a correctional facility after he surrendered in Jacksonville, Florida. There's about 1,000 inmates, roughly, in that same spot where he is. This happened 6 weeks ago, and there's been a massive debate, as all of you know. We've talked about it many times here on America Tonight, which includes self-defense laws, and does this hold up, and ultimately, how far does this go? And all the polls show, and certainly on this show we've seen the same thing, that people are pretty divided over this case, pretty divided over which way it should go and what's happening with Zimmerman and where we're headed as a nation. Right now, though, we're headed for Florida. The conversation with Florida attorney Patrick Delaney next on America Tonight.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, or having an IRA in precious metals. I can help. Call me today, Peter Kranchnabel, 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
Welcome back to America Tonight. We've been talking about this, of course, for weeks now. Last night, lots and lots of letters poured in, lots of emails from many of you on both sides of this whole thing with George Zimmerman, who now has been charged with second-degree murder in the shooting death of Trayvon Martin. Remember, we dealt with before Florida courts with Casey Anthony and the people, of course, lining out overnight to try to get a ticket because it was a small courtroom where that case was being tried, and just massive, massive people all around that courthouse. My brother, Florida attorney Patrick Delaney, knows that area well as he's a practicing lawyer in and around Florida and has dealt with that courthouse. And, of course, Patrick, thanks for coming on the air with us. Tell the people listening, first of all, what it was like. Because I'm sure a lot of your colleagues in the legal community told you how crazy it was during Casey Anthony. And now here we go with the Zimmerman stuff, and it's sure to be just as crazy, don't you think?
It sure is, Kate. It's funny. We can go years without anything happening in either Volusia County or Orange County, and with a short period of time we have the Casey Anthony case, and then just a little bit down the road on I-4, in Sanford, which is Volusia County, this new case with Mr. Zimmerman. And it's funny, it's not something that most folks would talk about, but it has kind of turned everything on its ear, so to speak. The Casey Anthony case basically required all the civil judges to rework their schedules and cancel hearings and move trials, big trials, down the road because it was the only big courtroom they had. And Sanford's even smaller. And I've heard from folks even in my firm and other firms that just getting into the town is turned into a zoo. I kind of have the feeling that some of the national media, before they pulled up roots from Casey Anthony, just kind of moved down the road.
That's right, because it doesn't seem like it was that long ago, absolutely. The attorney for George Zimmerman is Mark O'Mara, and now he's starting to get some wind in his sails, so to speak, because he was just thrown this the other day. They went through the hearing, and he's in court today, and of course Zimmerman pleading not guilty. This moves forward, and I think one of the things, and this is what we've talked about a lot with people across the country, one of the things that's going to be a big part of this case will be the Stand Your Ground law in Florida. Are people talking about that, or are a lot of attorneys talking about that, or what's kind of the buzz? I'm sure talk radio in Florida, it's got to be all over the place.
Yeah, everyone, I suppose, they're not immune from talking about the same things everyone's talking about on a national level. But it's funny that, you know, folks in Florida are no more familiar with stand your ground, self-defense than say folks in Wyoming. It's an interesting aspect to Florida's expansive, self-defense laws here, and you find that most people don't really understand it all that well. As you know, and I guess it's been in the, you know, in the media now for a while, it was a law that came into being in 2005, and is kind of an interesting law, and that's part of, or it's one of those laws that is sort of a prepackaged bill promoted by the NRA, and you know, regardless how you feel about the NRA, they're very effective in getting laws like this through in certain states that have receptive legislatures. And in Florida, of course, you had an all-Republican, you know, state house and governor. So this is the law we have. And what's going to happen now with Stand Your Ground is you almost get a little mini trial, a little preview of what the trial will be like on Stand Your Ground. I think people probably know this now that are staying up with the case, but you always are going to have a self-defense right. You're always going to be able to bring that up in the context of this case, regardless of Stand Your Ground. The Stand Your Ground element that's interesting is that it's actually an immunity to prosecution. So what you're going to have is you're going to have a pretrial hearing at some point in time where a judge is going to decide the applicability of Stand Your Ground. And if the judge, in having this little mini trial, this hearing on Stand Your Ground, decides that it applies and that Mr. Martin and his attorneys met the burden of proof, which is a lower burden of proof than your standard criminal burden of proof, then the case will get kicked out, because it actually prevents prosecution. It shields the person using Stand Your Ground from both criminal and civil prosecution. So it's going to be interesting. Everyone's going to get to have a little preview of what the trial would be like, which may actually end up with the whole case going away.
Really? So do you think there's a great, you know, if you were going to give us a percentage on that, how big of a percentage that it goes away?
Well, it's hard to say on percentage-wise. I mean, when you look at the sort of the broad view, if you go back and just take the, you know, the 30,000-foot view of this case, you think, well, you know, we have a gentleman who is, he's been described as a vigilante, which might be a bit harsh, but he's certainly a very overzealous participant in Neighborhood Watch who is following this young individual who he basically profiles. And I'm using the word profile because that was actually in the affidavit by the special prosecutor that was filed today, that they used that term, that they found he was basically profiling this teenage boy because of his look, because of the hoodie, because he was a young black male, and expressed some concern that these people, he said something, these blank people keep getting away with this, and then pursued Mr. Martin. He was told by the police dispatcher not to do it, but it did so anyway. So then you have something happens, and no one really knows exactly what happened. That's the big mystery, what happened in that after he talked to the police dispatcher. But we all know that Mr. Martin had no weapon and was only simply going home, and Mr. Zimmerman ended up fatally shooting Mr. Martin. So from that standpoint, it sounds like something went wrong and there is a crime. Now, where we get all lost in this is, why didn't Mr. Martin get charged, why did Mr. Zimmerman get charged by the Stanford police right then and there? And if he had, maybe it wouldn't be such a media circus that it is. But the police on their own decided that this stand your ground applied. Now, by doing that, by making that decision, you've created this firestorm of what exactly is stand your ground and, you know, how can it be applied? The funny thing is Mr. Zimmerman's never actually raised it yet, right? So,
yeah.
So it's an interesting legal question. It's an interesting fact pattern where we're going to go with this. But, I mean, at the end of the day, you have a neighborhood watchman who was told not to pursue this teenager who pursued him and shot him. There ought to be some kind of charges associated with that. If at the end of the day, a judge hearing a pretrial motion by Mr. Zimmerman's attorneys decides that he had the right to stand his ground in that context and he's immune from any further prosecution, it will seem, again, from that 30,000 view, that something's amiss.
Yeah.
So the nuts and bolts of the case itself are kind of interesting. There's a different burden of proof for the immunity. And I know this is kind of drones on and sounds a little bit technical, a little bit boring. But the burden of proof for this immunity is the same burden of proof that you'd have in a civil case, which is a preponderance of the evidence. It's a much lower burden of proof than in for the prosecutor when you go to trial, which is beyond a reasonable doubt. So there is a chance that a judge could hear this and say, well, I don't have Mr. Martin's side of the story. Unfortunately, sadly, Mr. Martin isn't with us to tell his side of the story. So we have this sort of black hole of the altercation that I'm going to hear Mr. Zimmerman's side, and then I'm going to have circumstantial evidence presented to me by the state for Mr. Martin's side. And given that the burden of proof, again, is that low burden of proof, there's a good chance that the judge could say, I think the immunity applies, and pass the entire case out.
Wow. Folks, how do you feel about that? Give us a call, 855-266-KATE. Yes, we have a new number, 855-266-5283. What if this gets thrown out? We only have a minute or so left, but were you surprised, Pat, that Mark O'Mara, who is, again, the attorney representing Zimmerman when they were in court, didn't ask for Zimmerman, his client, to be released on bond?
I really wasn't. It's one of those situations where the bond, it would have created so much hassle and it would have been so much money. I think the idea was, in a way, that he might actually be safer there than anywhere else. Because Mr. O'Mara also mentioned that even with bond, they'd have to discuss where it would be safe for him to be. There's a lot of tension down here in Central Florida right now over this case, and there's a lot of national media figures here and civil rights leaders and people that are here for good, and some people that seem to be here just kind of raised a little heck, and it may have been the best thing for him right now. There also seems to be at least an opening or an indication that there might be some plea deal that is being worked out with Mr. O'Mara and the prosecutor. So we'll wait and see.
We'll see. Yeah. Florida Attorney Patrick Delaney, thanks so much, bro. Talk to you soon.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Hail in just a second. Hail to women who stay at home. Thanks to Hillary Rosen, that is the battle cry for a lot of people, not just Republicans, by the way. The Democrats, though, are reeling, stinging from her statements on CNN. She's a Democratic strategist. And she handed a gift to the Romneys, and they're running with it, as they should. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Let's go to David in Texas. Yo, David, what's shaking in your corner of the world?
Life in general, okay.
I love it. It's good to hear from you. What's up?
Oh, not a whole lot. Finally got my phone apparently fixed, or you got your fixed, whichever the case may be.
There you go.
Now, I just saw something about the Tulsa shooting. I used to live up there. And we used to have shootings every other night up there. So that the shootings up there, I kind of watched over that and everything. That was I can somewhat understand some of that going on up there in Tulsa.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand the theory behind it, but I know that there's a lot of shootings up there because I've lived up there for many years. Now, this thing in Florida, the parents, I know, want justice, but if you let your kid run around, it basically, the kid's got a record longer than both of yours and mine's aren't as a juvenile, okay? And they're going to take, all these people are, all they're doing is trying to cause, which I've solved this before. They're trying to divide and conquer because they can get in and do whatever they want. That's what's going on. They're trying to divide everybody. And,
Wait a second. Say they are trying to get in, divide and conquer. Who do you mean?
Well, let's put it to you this way. I think that was this whole issue of what's going on after the fact that him being charged. The reason why they didn't charge him at first is because there was validation behind it. Okay.
Right, because of the law in Florida. You mean
the reason they're charging him now is because of all the publicity behind it and people wanting justice
right.
when actually it was already justified. Already. If it wasn't justified, the guy would have been already arrested, like they said. And there was something I posted on my Facebook. Let me see if I can pull it up here real quick. I just could not get enough of it. It was so hilarious. Let's go.
You're pulling up your posting. I love it. Well, you know, yes. Here's the thing. Here's the thing, David. While you're finding that, here's the thing about what you're saying. You know, I'm going to turn this out, what David just said. How many people believe that there was so much media attention, there was so much that was made about what happened with Trayvon Martin, it just blew up across the nation in the court of public opinion, that special prosecutor, Angela Corey, had no place to go but to do something, so thus the affidavit comes out and the charges, the second-degree murder charges, against George Zimmerman, and if the cops had something, they would have charged him in the first place, and he wouldn't have been let go. See, if you just listen to the conversation we had with my brother, an attorney there, it's what he said. He said that he didn't say that. He didn't say what David said, but he said that what's definitely going to happen is this whole stand your ground law, the gun law in Florida, is really at the heart of this thing. And I think that's why the police there, that there was not, that was it. It's like, okay, I'm saying self-defense. But then here's the thing, David, you have to look at it this way. I don't care if he has a rap sheet. What if you were a bad kid? Did you ever get into any trouble? Did you ever have anything happen to you? You're a kid, you're a punk, you're 17, you're cocky, you're whatever, you're on the football team, and you're going out, and this is what he was doing. He was going out, and even Zimmerman would now say that, I'm sure. He was going out to the convenience store, he gets the Skittles, he gets the iced tea, whatever, he goes back into the community. Zimmerman screwed up by pursuing him, and I think everyone agrees to that. How could anyone not agree to that? We know those to be those are the things that are the facts. The question is, you're armed, you pursue him, and then look what happens. And I think that's also and it's still with the law, with the stand your ground law, that's a big part, obviously, of what's going to happen here and what you believe. But you do make a good point by saying that, why did the charges really, they had just gone away and nobody knew anything about it. Okay, boom, this kid gets shot, it's a tragedy, it's awful, he wasn't armed, whatever. Does it just go away, and if it were different circumstances, does it just go away, nobody knows the details of it, and that's it, because he wasn't charged? Or because of all the attention, my brother said it, the civil rights leaders, the media, all that stuff, does that make it having to push this ball forward and see where it leads? What do you think, David?
They're just trying. I think this is more or less of them. They're trying to take a Second Amendment away, and this is just another fuel to the fire. But I did find my posting, and present company on the phone excluded on this. But it said, do you think we should waterboat? Is waterboarding legal for the media until they start telling us the truth? How do you like that? I loved it. It was showing. How about we waterboard media until they start telling us the truth? What do you think about that? There's a lot of them out there that are not telling the truth. The liberal media have gotten a hold of a lot of things and they put it out there. And put it out there for public opinion, and they're just trying to stir things up. And there was something that I got that was posted to my Facebook, and I'll give you my Facebook later where you can look at all the stuff that gets posted on my Facebook. It is such hilarious, Kate. I think you'd get a kick out of it.
All right.
They were saying something about that. What Obama and the administration is going on right now, and a lot of these other groups, ACLU, who, you know, mm-hmm. the list can go on and on and on and on and on. What they're trying to do is they're trying to divide and conquer us. They're doing a pretty good job of it right now. They're trying to divide us, bring us up in arms against each other, and then, boom, they lower the boom on us. And we let them do it because we let them get us all and hyped up about something else, and they went ahead and slid something in. I think that's how Obama got his Obamacare passed, because there was all kinds of things going on everybody was trying to get us. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth on. And next thing we know, we hear this about Obamacare. And then it's passed.
Yeah, you know what, David, thanks for the call. I'm going to agree with you on Obamacare. What happened with health care, I think, was a travesty. It was pushed through too fast. There wasn't the discussion. I mean, you could say, well, we've been talking about health care forever. Whether it was the Republicans, because Republicans initially, by the way, were embracing the individual health mandate. If you remember, this is way back when in discussions. And certainly health care has been a thorn in this nation's side for a while. But here's the thing. So all these discussions, different ideas, different sides of this, and it all goes back to who's pulling the strings, and David's right about that. There were major distractions, and all of a sudden it's like, boom, okay, here's this health care bill, and we're going to vote on it. Remember, he's right. It came out in the summer. It was like July, the beginning of July, and before we knew it, you know, then all of a sudden there's all these town hall meetings because, luckily, the sleeping giant, meaning the people, it's always power to the people, you have the power, started to ask questions like, what are you talking about? What are these things that we're hearing about, that this bill could become a law and it's going to affect us and that our premiums are going up? And that's what we're hearing. Are we going to get coverage, and what's going to happen to the small businesses? Because there was just nothing but chatter out there. And what would happen is, like Claire McCaskill in Missouri, Arlen Specter in Pennsylvania, and so many others who went out to these town hall meetings got shellacked because the people were so upset, and they didn't have answers. They didn't know. A lot of them couldn't answer back, well, what does this mean? I'm a mother, and I've got a child, and I have a job, and what's going to happen to my premium, and all that sort of thing. Because here's the thing. Healthcare is different for every single person based on what kind of health care you need. Do you have five kids like Ann Romney had? Are you single? Are you younger? Are you older? Do you have conditions? We know this. We get that. And there are things that people agree on, by the way, Republicans and Democrats, whether it's pre-existing condition or something else. But the problem was, it was like War and Peace, and the Democrats tried to shove it through so fast, and there was really no time to dissect it. And then ultimately, we know what happened afterwards. It goes through, it passes, And then the idea was, well, just pass it, and then we'll pull out what people don't like. And now look where we are, the Supreme Court challenge. We'll see what the ruling is ultimately at the end of June. Hang with us. Mailbag next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, camel milk. Camel milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and camel milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And camel milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the spring special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
BePrepared.com is making deals in April because you need to be prepared now and you need to save. BePrepared.com is the official site of Emergency Essentials, a 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies. Everything from long-term food storage to emergency kits, water storage and filtration to alternative light and heat sources. What's on sale? Now through April 30th, save 28% on a freeze-dried garden vegetable combo, which includes peas, corn, beans, cauliflower, celery, and onions. Save 33% on the Katadyn Hiker Micro Filter. New instant white rice as low as $8.49 and a 72-hour MRE food and water supply, a $72 value for only $49.99 and much more at BePrepared.com. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and our low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. Hurry, the BePrepared.com April sale ends April 30th. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back.
How do you believe it? We're through almost another week in April here on America Tonight. The big news is that we have a new number. I've been told I got to keep pumping this number out there. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. We're mixing up a couple of different things like the dysfunctional rocket of North Korea and what blowback there will be from, I guess, the United Nations, the U.S. China is now on, you know, full alert that they can't be happy in adopting North Korea. They can't be happy with what happened with the rocket. So this, the rocket's not going to just go away and be put away. There's going to be some repercussions for North Korea that they're going to have to face. Ultimately, what is it? Is it just more, is it a war of words and threats and don't do this again and, you know, you have to come back to the table and we have discussed this? Or is there going to be something with a little more teeth in it? I'm not sure about that, but I, have a feeling that it's more than embarrassment. A feeling they're going to have to answer for a few things, and of course they don't have to do anything. They could open the can of worms, or you know, let the chaos ensue, which I don't think ultimately that's going to happen. But you think of the militarized zone and how many troops we are. Johnny on the spot. That's right. We are ready to roll. You press that button, Kim Jong-un, and we will be right there in your face. And the Chinese army is not going to help you on this one. So you are floating around on your own. You still want that aid? You still want that stuff for your people? Yeah, you still want to do the deals that you're doing with China? Then they're going to have to take a step backwards, and they got some explaining to do. Let's put it that way. All right, speaking of explaining, a lot of you went crazy on the whole Ann Romney comments, the comments that Hillary Rosen made towards Ann Romney. So without further ado, let's head to the mailbag. And with our first piece of email, June in, we gave Homer the night off. June in Maine says, Kate Delaney, I love your show, but I vehemently disagree with you. Stop picking on Hillary Rosen. So what? She's a liberal, lesbian, Democratic strategist. She's on CNN. And, by the way, she's a mother. She was speaking her mind when she said that Ann Romney can't represent female voters because she's never worked a day in her life. Still love you. Disagree. You need to start drinking different Kool-Aid. You've been in Texas too long. Ooh, June. Yes, our satellite facility in Texas. I've lived all over the place, including for a brief summer, Maine. It's beautiful. Portland, Maine. So here's the deal. I vehemently disagree with you, and the reason why is because just even look at those comments. She can't represent female voters because she's never worked a day in her life. So in other words, for the woman's right to vote, that whole thing, you were saying now if you're not a working woman, you can't vote or you don't have opinions or you don't know what's going on. I would absolutely disagree with that. First of all, as most men will attest to, women a lot of times end up being the household decision makers because they'll often control the purse strings, for example. You look at what happens education-wise with kids, how much of our legislation is geared toward things in the future, what's happening with kids and school lunches, you know, the Michelle Obama program about kids are too heavy and all this other sort of stuff, and that we're getting rid of vending machines or whatever. Whatever the things are that you agree with, don't disagree with, so much affects children, meaning stay-at-home moms who are the caregivers a lot of the time. So are the men, but let's say more the mother who stays home is focused on that, right? How could she not be important as a female vote? How can she not represent the female voters? Ann Romney had 5 kids. You know, for all this family values and we should have children and we've lost our way. What about long-term relationships because now we're a nation of divorce or whatever? You got to say that about the Romneys. I mean, look, she had 5 boys, raised them. They got married. They've got all these grandchildren. I mean, give me a break on that. So a woman who maybe is college educated or isn't college educated, who cares? Let's put that aside for a second. But decides to have children and raising them isn't as valuable as a working woman? Let's just hope she misspoke there. Should we give her the benefit of the doubt, or was she just taking a bad snipe? I think she was trying to snipe at the Romneys. Like, what would she know? How does she know? I mean, how do the Romneys know anything? That's what I think. So, I mean, is the message, the Democrats' message, that if you're a stay-at-home mom, you've never worked a day in your life? So, I'll say it again. Gift wrapped for Romney and the GOP, because that was a stupid thing for her to say. stay-at-home moms work very, very hard, and versus, you know, it's that weighing, that thing that so many people have to do. What are you going to put your kids in daycare? Do you have to deal with nannies? Are you, you know, what's the scoop? I mean, so whatever. Here's the deal. It was an easy, it's a just, like I said, gift wrapped, a layup, whatever, that the Democrats, somebody representing the Democrats makes that comment. And, you know, did I think she was trying to do it mean-spirited? No. I think she was trying to be funny and clever and was trying to nail the Romneys again for not having, for not getting what most people in America go through, as if the Obamas have a far superior view because they understand the middle class more than the Romneys understand the middle class. And, I mean, I'll say this in defense of him, honestly. Romney came from a family who had money. His father, as you know, was the governor of Michigan and made a lot of money in the car industry. And he had a chance to have that layup life where, okay, it's nepotism and it's, why not? You know, listen, your father can hand you a job, can put you in the right spot. He didn't want it. So he went off and did his own thing and didn't jump into his father's business. So, you know, whatever with that. They had to start from ground zero in the beginning, and, you know, then he went from there. So it was easy. It's easy to turn that criticism into probably some votes, maybe into cash. And when I say cash, that means more people, more of the super PAC money flows in when things like that happen, because people are not happy with that kind of an attack on women who stay at home. Shame. All right, let's move along to another one. That was June in Maine, as I said. This one from Andy listening to us in Texas. Andy says, Kate, I honestly think after listening to a lot of what's going on in this George Zimmerman case, that Zimmerman is going to walk. I don't think that he is going to serve any jail time for the murder of Trayvon Martin. As you've said over and over again, the one thing that's indisputable, fact-wise, is the fact that he did shoot the kid. I mean, who cares? All these people that will call in your show, and I've heard them on other shows, that are trying to portray this dead kid, cold dead in the grave, as some kind of punk maniac, as if it's his fault. Certainly, he didn't track down George Zimmerman. Zimmerman came after him. Do people forget that? Give me a break on it. And I'm a Republican, by the way. All right, interesting. As I said, there are a lot of different sides to what's happened now in Sanford, Florida. I think that there is a good chance. That's why I was surprised that the charges came out so fast and all that. I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if it ends up getting booted. I wouldn't be surprised either. Because remember, the law is the law. They're going to just try to drill down to the letter of the law. And it's going to, the burden is really going to be on the special prosecutor, on the prosecution, certainly, to prove it out that Trayvon Martin was killed basically in cold blood by George Zimmerman. Any thoughts? Send them to me, americatonight.net.